So I would like to thank Fields Institute for hosting this workshop and for organizers of this workshop for inviting me to speak here. And this is the title of my talk. And averaging is one of principal tools in studying of perturbation problems in dynamics of charged particles. And resonances and captures into resonance are some interesting phenomena in all problems associated with averaging. And in this talk, I am going to present new examples of this phenomena in the dynamics of charged particles. And this is based on several works joined with Anton Artemiev in different combinations, joined with Anton Artemiev, Alexei Vasilyev, Dmitry Weinstein, and Lev Zeleny, all whom from Space Research Institute in Moscow. And I will start with recalling some basic notion about averaging. So a standard system for studying of by means of averaging method is the system which is called the system with the fast rotating phases. In this system, I and phi are vector variables, and phi is angular variables, modulus 2 pi, so we can think that it's changing on m-dimensional torus, and epsilon is a small parameter. And this system always appears when we consider first unperturbed system. Its phase space is affiliated on invariant tori. I enumerates this tori, and phi are phases on this tori, and omega is frequency of motion on this tori, and epsilon is zero for unperturbed case. And then we impose small of order epsilon perturbation, and in general, some evolution across this tori starts, and we would like to study this evolution. And the recipe of the averaging method to study this is very simple. We are interested in dynamics of slow variables, and we replace this first equation. By the way, this I are changing slowly, and they are called slow variables, but on long time intervals, the change can be considerable, and phi are called phases or fast variables. So we take equation for slow variables and just replace it by average equation, and the right-hand side of the average equation is just average of the right-hand side of equation for slow variables over whole phases, so over all tori. But this simple recipe and very effective recipe not always work, and the reason for this is the existence of resonances. So this is resonant relation, form of resonant relation. K is integer vector, and omega is the vector of frequencies, and dot denotes scalar product. And if this relation is satisfied, then at some point I of slow in the space of slow variables, then the corresponding torus is affiliated into a tori of lower dimension. And here is example for two frequency case, when in the case of resonance on two-dimensional torus, all trajectories are just periodic. But we are going to average dynamics over to this in average system. We are going to make averaging on the whole torus, but there is no reason for this because trajectory is periodic and it even doesn't visit some point on the torus. So clearly should be some difficulties. And the principal phenomena associated with the effect of one resonance are capture into resonance and scattering on resonance. And this phenomena, they can be described as follows. For capture, we have, sorry. For capture, in the space of slow variables, the resonant relation is satisfied on some surface, which is called resonant surface. And trajectory of, on average system, slow variables are changing, and slow trajectory just crossing this resonance surface because the average system doesn't know anything about resonances. There is no phases in average system. But in exact system, it can happen as in case of capture dynamics is completely different. We are coming to the surface, and after that we are starting to move along the surface, and we suddenly, and we are moving for a long time, and maybe after that we will have escape from the resonance. And on the resonance surface, there is some angular variables which is rotates in one direction before resonance surface and in other direction after resonance surface. But when we are moving on the resonance surface, this resonant variable just oscillates. By the way, this picture is not quite, show actual dynamics, because there are oscillation rather big across the resonance surface. And this is called capture into resonance. For this dynamics, emergent method doesn't work. And but it was first discussed by Galdreich and Peel in this year in connection with problem of capture of mercury into resonance between its orbital and attitude motion. But Rengen measure of captured trajectories is small. If we'll take some ball of initial conditions, that only measure of order square root of epsilon will be captured into this resonance in general. The phenomena of capture into resonance looks as follows. Before resonance surface, we are moving like it is prescribed by the emergent method. And after the crossing the resonance without capture, we again are moving like it is prescribed by emergent method, but along another trajectory of average system, and there is small mismatch between these two trajectories on the average, on the resonance surface, and this is called scattering. And the first it was discussed by Chirikov. Scattering takes place for all trajectories but those which are captured into resonance, and amplitude of scattering is small. So it's of order square root of epsilon. Also, it's important to mention that these phenomena are quasi-random phenomena. So if we change initial condition a little bit, then the dynamics could change the capture, not captured before particle with after small change of initial conditions will be captured, and also amplitude of scattering, value of scattering, it's small, but its relative change will be big. So it's reasonable to consider this phenomena as a quasi-random phenomena and to calculate probability of capture and probabilistic distribution of amplitude of scattering. And also, while this phenomena is this phenomena are small when we consider short time interval, but if we are going to consider such situation when there is a resonance surface and trajectory of average system, periodic trajectory of average system crosses this resonance surface, then as a result of many such crossing, the big measure will be captured and the effect of scattering will be big. So those are phenomena which could dominate dynamics when we consider long enough time interval. I will consider the simplest case when we have just one frequency and one phase variable, and resonance is just that frequency of this variable vanishes. This is the class of problems which we are going to consider. Those are problems in which there is a background magnetic field, B, and there is particle which is moving in this magnetic field. And if there is no other, for example, wave, the motion is just Larmor motion on the circle around this field, and also the drift along this circle is drifting along the direction of magnetic field. But we will assume also that there is a electromagnetic plasma wave which propagates in the space. And I would like to emphasize that it is wave in plasma, not in the empty space. So its velocity is not speed of light, but it could be much smaller than speed of light. For example, for magneto-acoustic waves, which propagates in ionosphere, the phase velocity of this wave is about 100 kilometers per second, which is about thousands times smaller than the speed of light. So it's possible to have a resonance between the speed of the particle and the phase velocity of this wave. And this resonance will play important role in our study. So there is a lot of angular variables in this problem, and it's reasonable to use averaging method. And more classical case is when the magnetic field is strong and this rotation is very fast, and therefore this is basis for what is called guiding center theory, which was introduced by Alfen, and high approximation were calculated by Bogolyubov and Zubarev, and this is very classical, but we are going to consider another case. We are going to consider the case when this wave is high frequency wave, and we are going to average about the phase of this wave. And if you just average with respect to phase of this wave, then the effect of the wave will be washed out, and the motion will be just a Larmor motion. But in the process of this Larmor motion, the projection of velocity of the particle onto direction of propagation of the wave is changing, and at some moment we can have a resonance. This projection is just equal to phase velocity of the wave, which is usually called Cherenkov's resonance. And this is exactly the resonance which was discussed earlier in general theory. And this is particular case of general problem of passage through resonance in slow fast system, and we will consider this problem. So this is a first picture. It's was for the following case. Then geometry of the problem is as follows. Background magnetic field is directed along axis Z. The wave propagates, electromagnetic wave propagates along Y direction. The magnetic field of the wave is vertical, and the electric field of the wave is orthogonal to direction of propagation of the wave in the direction of magnetic field. So those are components. This is a component of magnetic field of the wave. It is just simple harmonic wave. Electric and magnetic fields are related via Maxwell equations. And here are equations of motion of particle in this field. This is just Newton equation. M V dot is equal to force, which is E C V cross B plus E. So it's just what is written is just a Newton equation. But the first term is Lorentz force acting on the particle, and the second term is electric force, and it is written in projection on X and Y axis. And this can be written in the form of Hamiltonian system with one in the half degree of freedom, but in this simplest case, it's more easy just to study it in original variables. And those equations have such form. This is a form after some normalization. Phi is the phase of the wave, k is the wave number, omega is the frequency of the wave, omega over k is phase velocity of the wave. And this Vx and Vy are just components of velocity of the particle. And here the equation for phase of the wave is added, so it is just system of three ordinary differential equations. And we assume that the wave is a high frequency. This means that wave number is very big and frequency is very big. And therefore, this is the system with the fast rotating phase. The only thing is that time is not normalized, so Vx and Vy are changing with velocity of order 1, and phi dot is changing fast because k and omega are big. And so we are going to use averaging, and we are going to average everything with respect to phase of the wave 5. And after this averaging, all terms which contain phi disappear, and we just left with this system, simple linear system, which describes Larmor motion. In the plane on which the coordinates are components of velocity of the wave, it is just motion along the circle. But we have resonance here. On this resonance, this should frequency of rotation of phase should disappear. This means that y component of velocity of the wave, projection of the direction of the propagation of the wave, should be equal to phase velocity of the wave. And this determines straight line in this plane, and this assumes that this Larmor trajectory crosses this line. And it crosses it in two points. And we would like to study what happens here. And the standard thing to describe this is to rewrite this equation near this resonance, in just to differentiate the equation for the phase of the wave second time, and to use the second order equation instead of a couple of equation for phi dot and for phi and phi dot, and then we will get such system. And then we can simplify the system near the resonance, making use of the fact that near the resonance phi dot is much smaller than far away from the resonance. And we still have this system of one first order equation and one second order equation. So the same three equations actually as before, but fortunately it's still possible to use perturbation theory, because here in the right hand side we have big parameter wave number, and therefore we have still slow variables and a system in which changing it's much faster. And it's reasonable first to consider everything for frozen value of our phase velocity of the wave, this one, and just to study this equation, which is what is standard for this class of problem, equation of pendulum. We would just have pendulum if we have just the sign, but under action of this constant torque. And here is the phase portrait of this pendulum. it's reason for the case when this constant torque is not very big, and therefore for this pendulum there is domain of oscillation. So this is domain in which pendulum oscillates, and the phase of the pendulum is the phase, the value of the phase of the wave at the point where our particle is. And this means that phase of the this phase oscillates, and this means that we are moving in resonance with the wave. And the resonance is where phi dot is equal to zero, this line, and all other trajectories are crossing this line. So still there is no capture into resonance here, but if you take into account that Vx, everything depends on this parameter, Vx on x component of the particle velocity, if you change into account that this is changing slowly, then we will see the following. For motion inside this domain, this is just, it still contains one fast variable, so this rotation in this potential well, and slow variables Vx. We can average with respect to this motion, and we know the result. The system has an approximate integral adiabatic invariant. The area surrounded by the trajectory remain approximately constant. And if the area surrounded by the separatrix loop is growing, then we will observe two things. One, that it's not possible to go away from this domain. And second, that some particle should go inside this domain to fill the empty space which appears. And therefore, the capture into resonance is possible when this velocity is growing. And when the, when this area surrounded by separatrix is growing. And when this area is decay, we should have escape from the resonance. But this equation for pendulum is very simple. It contains Vx is when parameter in the right-hand side. And so when this velocity Vx is growing in the regime of capture, then capture of other particle is possible. And when it decays, then it's impossible. When we will look at this picture, the value of Vx in amplitude, in absolute value, is growing here. Vx is growing, and it's decayed here. And therefore, of these two points, the capture is possible only here. And here, the captured already particle, if they exist, should escape. But actually, if the particle is captured, the velocity is growing and the escape is not possible because the area surrounded by a separatrix loop is growing. And so it will be captured forever. And this is the corresponding numerical picture. The particle, this is Larmor rotation, the particle is moving. It's moving on about that circle, but because of scattering and resonance, it's jumping from one circle to another at this point, but finally it is captured into resonance, and then it's remain captured into resonance. And I would like to note that this coordinate is a Vx, the velocity of the particle. And this means that we have unlimited acceleration of particle up to arbitrary velocity. And here is how it looks in geometrical space, in the space of xy. In Larmor motion, we are just moving in certain domain in the space, but after that we have escape and we're going to other domain. And this is also important because actually if it is in some realistic system, for example, in ionosphere, this has a finite size and we will not have unlimited acceleration. We just leave our system, but we can understand up to which value we will have acceleration. And this is how it looks in this plane of this pendulum. When we are captured into resonance, we came from here, and then we are moving in the domain of oscillation of our pendulum, but parameters are changing, and the amplitude of oscillation of phase in this direction decay, and in this direction grows, but the area remains approximately constant because of adiabatic invariance. Here it is one more numerical picture for the same problem in regime of without capture, the velocity just oscillates. This, we are moving on Larmor circle, but after capture, the velocity of the particle grows linearly. And the particle is moving together with the wave, with the phase velocity of the wave. It's in y direction. And it accelerates in x direction. So it accelerates not by the wave, but it accelerates along the front of the wave. And it's called surfotron acceleration in analogy with the acceleration of surfer in the motion, which accelerates along the front of the wave. Here is one more comments that we know that the capture into resonance is probabilistic phenomena, and probability of capture is small. In this case, it's inverse proportional to k. But if we consider many such passages through resonance, then there is possibility, probability of capture could be big. And if I would give this talk, say, 5 years ago, then I would say that we know that there is possible, it's possible to be captured. We know that probability for one round is capture is small, and due to some heuristic reasoning, it's clear that for 1 over k rounds, Larmor rounds, the they will be captured with probability of order 1. But now there is a paper by Dolgopyat, which appeared as preprint in 2005, probably it will be published soon, which is applicable exactly in the case when we have just one frequency. And therefore, on the basis of this paper, I can say that indeed, after such number of rounds, the probability of capture will be of order 1. And this is again example of behavior of energy. Every such line is the line on which energy is a constant. This jump is jump due to scattering on resonance. And in this case, it's the small parameter k is of order, the big parameter is of order 100. So anyway, it is in good, the number of this passage through resonance without capture is in reasonable agreement with this prediction. Here are several remarks. First, that I told already that it's called surfotron acceleration. And the acceleration of such kind first was discussed by Sagdiev many years ago, but for non-relativistic particle and for electrostatic wave, which doesn't generate electric field. It's just purely wave of electric potential. And in this case, the unlimited acceleration doesn't exist. And the name surfotron acceleration was given by Katsoulis and Dawson, which have discussed electrostatic wave and ultra-relativistic particle. And they haven't discussed the capture into resonance. They just put the particle in the bottom of a potential wave of the wave and demonstrated then we will have unlimited acceleration. And we now discuss electromagnetic wave, and this is sort of a recent discovery that in the case of electromagnetic wave, for non-relativistic particle, it's possible to have unlimited acceleration. Now, what about scattering on resonance? We have this phenomena both for the case when capture is possible and also for the case when capture is not possible, when the phase portrait of this pendulum has such form because the background magnetic field is big enough. So any time when we are passing through resonance, we have some scattering. And this is the corresponding picture. Capture is not possible, but energy change a little bit on each such scattering. And it's in this is just picture. And the reasonable question is, if this scattering is quasi-random, is it possible to have a growth of energy due to accumulation of these quasi-random changes? And it is, turns out that it is not possible. This is Poincaré section for this problem on the field which is on the plane which is analogous to this velocity plane. We just put the point along trajectory during time 2 pi over omega, where omega is the frequency of the wave, so during a short time interval. And when velocity is not very big, velocity of particle, we observe the diffusion. But for big energy, KM theory allows to prove that there is a, on this, for this map, there is an invariant curve and therefore unlimited acceleration due to scattering in this case is not possible. Now, if we have a capture, then we have unlimited acceleration, and in principle we have started with non-relativistic particle, but it can happen that after that we will reach relativistic velocities, so it's reasonable to consider what we will have in a relativistic case. In a relativistic case, we will have these equations of motion. Those are completely analogous to these equations, but in the right-hand side we have a relativistic momentum, and those are equations. This is how this relativistic momentum is related to velocity of the particle. The field, magnetic and electric fields, are the same as in previous case. And I will just discuss shortly what's going on here. The situation is completely analogous to previous one. Near the resonance, dynamics is described by pendulum-like system, but before, slowly varying parameter was a velocity, and now slowly varying parameter is a momentum. Under some conditions, the relativistic, under some condition, the oscillatory domain exists, and in previous problem, the area of this oscillatory domain were growing when absolute value of velocity were growing, and here, instead of this absolute value of velocity, there is a relativistic momentum. And again, we have the plane on which we have a pendulum and adiabatic invariance, but now this is the plane of phase of the wave and canonically conjugated velocity, momentum, not just phi dot. And again, the motion after averaging, we have Larmor motion of relativistic particle, and again we cross the resonant twice, and again capture is possible only at this point. And this is corresponding numerics. We see that indeed the particle is captured and it accelerates. Unlimited, the velocity of particle grows up to speed of light, but the energy of particle and the relativistic momentum grows up to infinity. So it's unlimited acceleration of a relativistic particle. So it's completely analogous to non-relativistic case here. But this is another numeric picture. But with scattering, the situation is quite different. One can show for big energies, in this case, formulas show that KM theory doesn't work, and therefore, in principle, scattering is this diffusion is possible, and here we indeed observe this diffusion. This is a Larmor motion. It's not on the invariant curve when we see under zoom. But if this diffusion is very slow, so the Dolgopyat result is still not applicable to description of this diffusion. So it still remain heuristic reasoning that this diffusion exists, but we indeed can observe it. Here, what is shown here, we took 1,000 particles and calculated average energy after a longer time interval. So this is average energy, and here it grows linearly with number of Larmor rotation, but it doesn't mean that it's some unusual diffusion, just the jump of adiabatic invariant, the jump of energy on each crossing depends on energy, and therefore just basing on hypothesis on independence of consecutive jump of energy on resonance, we can obtain that the diffusion should be linear. But this is, in this case, it is a heuristic reasoning. There is no theory for this case. And now I'm going to consider the case when we have electromagnetic wave with inclined propagation. And we would like to say from the very beginning that a rather unexpected effect is that this unlimited acceleration disappears when we consider this inclined propagation. So we will discuss it now. So now the geometry is like this. Still magnetic field is vertical. Wave propagates in the plane ZY, so this is the direction of propagation of the wave. So in this coordinate system, the magnetic field of the wave has two coordinates. This is the same magnetic field, but it's in this coordinates, it has two components. And the electric field is directed like this. It's orthogonal to plane of propagation of the wave and magnetic field of the wave. And so this is the situation. And in this situation, it is already not that easy to consider everything in original variable, so we should came to standard theory, which works in Hamiltonian form. We should introduce, this is magnetic field, we should introduce vector potential such that a magnetic field is vorticity of this vector potential. This is the formula for vector potential in this case. This is standard formula for Hamiltonian of this problem. P is a generalized momentum, A is vector potential, this bracket denotes scalar product. Conjugate variables are coordinates and this generalized momentum, but because we have such form of a vector potential, so this is a 3.5 degree of freedom Hamiltonian system. But nothing depends on coordinate x, and therefore conjugated momentum is constant, and just by origin, because of the structure of the system, just by origin of coordinate y, it's possible to put this momentum equal to zero. So we have a 2.5 degree of freedom Hamiltonian system. But 2.5 degree of freedom Hamiltonian system, and this is Hamiltonian. Still conjugated variables are y, z, and p, y, oh, sorry. Yes, y, z, and p, y, p, z. And we can introduce dimensionless parameters, renormalize everything. We can introduce variables with bars. And in dimensionless form, this is Hamiltonian, still 2.5 degrees of freedom Hamiltonian system, with small parameter epsilon. And sorry, I didn't tell what is small parameter here. Small parameter is this value epsilon, which is inverse proportional to wave number k, and r naught is a typical value of Larmor radius in this problem. So it is dimensionless small parameter. This is our Hamiltonian system. We have small parameter, small value here, but it depends of fast phase. So actually, we cannot neglect this term because its derivative will be of order of one. And because we have such combination of phase here, it's reasonable to introduce its phase of the wave, introduce it as a new variable five, and conjugated variable will be epsilon I, and it's introduced using generating function. This is not a misprint, just it is to emphasize that conjugate variables are epsilon I and this phase phi. And this is our new Hamiltonian. Now conjugated variables are this phi and I, which is basically a component of momentum along axis z, and it's divided by value k3, which was zero in previous problem. So in previous problem, we cannot use this transformation. And this is the Hamiltonian of our system. And we will introduce new time t, which will be fast time. And this is now Hamiltonian. So we should study this problem. This is now 2 degree of freedom Hamiltonian system. Those are conjugated variables. I is conjugated to phi. Epsilon to the minus 1 q is conjugated to p. Those are equations of motion. They are in standard form of the system with one rotating phase, which slow variable, fast variable phi, and slow variables I, q, and p. And we can average with respect to phi. Then conjugated variables will be constant. Even before averaging, we can say that unlimited acceleration in this case is not possible because this new Hamiltonian is conserved energy is not conserved, but this new Hamiltonian is conserved, differs by small terms from Hamiltonian H naught, and the isoenergetic energies of this Hamiltonian are just ellipsoids. And we should move near this ellipsoid. Just this ellipsoid started to be very huge when this propagation is quasi-perpendicular. So in this case, unlimited acceleration is not possible. So still we have these equations of motion. We can average with respect to phi. Then conjugated variables is a constant, and for two remaining variables, we will get just such dynamics. It is just simple linear oscillator with center of oscillation, not in the origin, but at some other points. So it is just, this is description of our Larmor motion in new coordinates. Then there is resonance where phi dot vanishes. And the resonance line, its position depends on this value I, but on this plane, this is this red line, and again, we cross this red line in the process of Larmor motion. And in principle, capture into resonance is possible. There is standard way to study this, just renormalize everything near the resonance, and dynamics looks like this. The resonance surface is some plane, and if we are captured, then motion along this plane is described by what is called sometimes resonant flow. It is just some dynamics on resonance, in general on resonant surface, but here on resonant plane. And this dynamics is again very simple. This is just a linear oscillator. But dynamics of phi, phase phi and conjugated variable k, which is just a distance from a resonance surface, is described by pendulum-like system. So this is a standard picture that on the on resonance plane there is some dynamics, and dynamics of this pendulum-like system of phase depends on this slow dynamics. And again, the capture is possible where the area on this domain is growing. And here, it is very simple. Area is growing. This is, again, Hamiltonian of pendulum. There is coefficient Q in front of potential of this pendulum. So area is growing when absolute value of Q is growing. So it's completely similar to previous... Completely similar to previous picture. Capture is possible here. And here we will only have escape. But in order to describe dynamics, it's very useful to return to original variables. And here is the picture how the dynamics looks like. This is an ellipsoid, is isoenergetical ellipsoid, but after rescaling, it is just a sphere. And in Larmor motion, is just section. This is space of generalized momentums pz and py, and coordinate y, which actually replace x coordinate of the momentum. So Larmor motion is just motion along a vertical section of this system. So it's motion on such circles. resonant plane is this red plane, and it's passing through the center of the sphere. The capture, for example, for this motion, if you have started here, the capture is possible, as we discussed, only in this point. And here it's not possible. If we are captured, we are moving along this line. But after some, first the value of y is growing, but then it decays again. And we will have escape at the moment when area will return to previous value. So in a symmetric point with respect to central plane. And after this escape, we should move along the circle. But on this circle, the capture is again possible where the y-coordinate is growing, so here. The capture is possible here, and we should go back, and we should have escape here. So we should have a motion along this line, then capture, then motion along this circle, then escape, and so on. And here is a corresponding numerical picture. We indeed are moving like this. We have capture, we have escape, we have another capture, and so on. So it's reasonable to look what we will have if we have the bunch of initial particles which are originally, which are originally near this circle. They should be captured and should go to other points. And those are several time slices. We took many particles which originally have small value of that coordinates. Then some of them are captured and they started to move in the regime of capture, but we had stopped it. The calculation was stopped before the moment of escape. Then we will have escape, and after a long time interval, we have such distribution of particles. About the same number of particles have the original value, about original value of momentum, and the momentum which corresponds to energy, which corresponds to moment of escape. And also there are some particles which are in the process of motion between these two states. And actually this is a dynamical picture, so particles are moving, but distribution is the same. And due to this Dolgopyat paper, it's possible to say that it's indeed can be considered as a mathematically accurate result on time intervals inverse proportional to small parameter in degree epsilon 3 divided by 2. Probably, as far as I understand, on longer time interval, everything will be smashed by phenomena of scattering on resonances, but this is now beyond of possibility of beyond of the accessible theory. Actually, I have started 5 minutes earlier, so I should stop. Oh, sorry, not yet. This is a what is about scattering on resonances in the case when capture is not possible. And indeed, due to scattering, we have started, this is just trajectory, projection of trajectory, a Poincaré section of one point on this eigenergetic sphere. And the whole domain on which we have a passage through resonance is filled by images of the point. And this empty domain is domain in which we don't have we don't have a passage through resonance, and therefore here KM theory works, and this trajectory here are just invariant curves. And this is the list of publications on this talk, and I think I will stop here. Thank you.